minutes.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Daily Happy. Today is Thursday, August 3rd, 2023. I'm Allison Burns.
I'm Lulu Picard.
And whether you're waking up or winding down, we want to be there for you.
Yep, and you can be there for us just by dropping us a line at 10kdollarday@gmail.com because we'd love to know what you're doing.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll tell you what I've been doing. I've been a little obsessed with researching some Barbie facts because of the Barbie movie recently.
Oh, yeah?
Did you see it yet?
Not yet. I will.
Okay. So I don't want to give away any spoilers, though. It was not at all what I expected, and I think they did that on purpose.
Uh-huh.
I think that it was an absolute marketing brilliant scheme to make it feel really silly, and it is not.
Uh-huh.
And that's all I'll say about that. However, it's got me doing a lot of, like, thinking about because I was did you play with Barbies?
Oh, yeah, I loved them.
Okay, same. And I made movies as a kid with my dad's big movie camera that would sit on your shoulder. And we had a tripod for it. And I would set up the video camera and I would have my Barbies in movies. And I would build campgrounds out of Lincoln Logs. And I would like make the hurricanes come through and they would like destroy the Lincoln Logs and everyone would have to work together to build back the town, stuff like that.
I'm so surprised.
And, but I had all the weird Barbies too, and the movie's hysterical because I really do think it, I will say this, it's not a kid's movie. I think some kids will like it just because it's Barbie, but it's for us. It's for your 1970s, 1980s, 1990s babies, okay? So like all of the – do you remember the Barbie that you would move her hand up and down and the boobs would grow?
I remember it existing, but I did not have that one.
Okay. So that was like, it was like the puberty Barbie. I think it was Skipper right. And like she would go through puberty or like the dog that would poop out, you know, little poops.
I didn't even know that one existed.
Okay. Well, it just brings up so many crazy memories. And a lot of these were discontinued because they would find out like reasons or whatever to discontinue them. But I wanted to talk to you a little bit more about Barbie because NPR did this really great quiz that I listened to and I was so obsessed. So I wanted to see if you also know anything about Barbie that I don't know because I didn't know a lot of these things. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
So Barbie, they're known for like they did all these collabs with Mattel, right? Because Mattel is part of Barbie. But what is – I'm going to mention four collabs. What is not a real brand collab? A bacon cheeseburger with pink sauce.
Oof.
A pizza-scented Xbox controller. A mustard-flavored Skittle. Or cookies with rocks in them.
I know the mustard Skittle is real.
You do?
Because I just saw the article about it. I almost pulled it for the Daily Happy.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to go cookies with rocks in them.
You're right.
Because that sounds illegal.
You're so right. Oh, my God. That's hysterical.
Okay.
Oh my God. That's so funny. Oh gosh. Okay. Let's see. Oh, it's not pulling up now. All right. Enough about Barbie.
Yeah.
My internet is not working at the same speed. Oh, and I should also point out, this is a good time to point this out, that you guys, Lulu and I have been in weird places the last few weeks of this Daily Happy. Like, she's been traveling. She's had COVID. I've been insane. I came home tonight, and there's a full-fledged, like, 24-hour film festival challenge happening in my house. So I was not only at jury duty all day, mind you, which a lot of you wrote me, actually. Let's do a shout-out to the listeners. So I posted a very simple post on my Instagram that just said, jury duty with a picture of the seat in front of me. I had so many of the people who listen to the Daily Happy comment on that, on my story, sending me words of encouragement.
5 minutes remaining.
Sweet. Which is crazy too. I digress. Because I get it, right? This is our civic duty. I get it. And I actually at sometimes I felt bad for the workers at the courthouse because this one lady was really trying hard. She was like the main spokesperson. She was trying so hard to make it like not awful. She'd walk up to the podium and the first thing, 8 a.m., she walked up. She was like, "Good morning, everyone." I'm not kidding you. There was 150 people in that room. Not one person answered her. Not one. Not one person. Not one. And this poor woman, she goes, "Okay." And then she got a few chuckles and she said, "Listen, you guys." She's like, "I'm going to need more. I'm going to need more from you on that." And she was like, "There's a few times I'm going to ask you to say here and I got to know your voices work. So I'm going to try this again." And she goes, "Good morning." And we're all like, "Good morning." But so I get it. I get it. It's your civic duty. But what? Like, I don't know. Do you feel like it should be a civic duty or do you feel like people should sign up who really want jury duty?
I think it should be a civic duty because it's the only way that you can ensure that you will get people from all across different points of view.
Right. Because if you just want to be in a trial and you just want to hear it, you're probably not actually the right person to listen to that trial.
Right.
I get that. Right.
And our system's really messed up in that way. That I do like the idea of trial by jury and trial by your peers, but a lot of people don't, it really messes them up. Like when I worked at Disney, they didn't pay me I think you got paid a normal day of pay for one day of jury duty. But if it went to like two or three, you only got like $30 a day.
Yeah. I think it's $15 a day.
Yeah. It's something really small, right? Like,
yeah.
And so that's not enough to pay rent.
No. Oh my gosh. And that's barely enough anymore to buy lunch.
Yeah. And most people, you know, if your salary, that's one thing. But right. What if you are giving up, you know, you have 24 hours of work a week and you're giving up that one day of work. That's right. Not enough.
Yeah.
I don't know. So yeah. I love the idea and I think it's hard.
Oh, 100%. And that's why like I did whenever she came back after that, I tried to show like patience, a smile. I would answer her because I also she kept saying like thank you for your service, like, and if you think about it like that, remaining. You know. I was like, okay. So, I can download some documentaries on my phone. But here's what you shouldn't do at jury duty. Don't watch sad things because then you're the weird girl in the corner crying.
What did you watch?
Well, I've been obsessed lately with documentaries. I'm talking obsessed. It started with the Boston Bomber. I had to watch that. And then I learned all this stuff about it that I had no idea about. And then it said recommended viewing. Then it was the Challenger. So I was like, okay, I got to learn all about the Challenger. So then I learned all about the Challenger. And then after that, that one took me today to the November 13th in Paris. And I watched that whole thing. I had no idea about all that tragedy with the terrorism in Paris. I knew a couple things. I didn't know the whole outline of that entire night. It was so sad, crying in the corner. And then it took me to the documentary, Our Father.
Oh, I've seen that one. Oh, I saw that one. That's the paternity one?
Yeah.
Listen, do you remember when we stayed in a hotel room? I don't remember where we were, and we watched The Tinder Swindler?
Yes.
Once you get onto these sensationalist documentaries once, it will ruin your year. Like, you are – because it's really gossip, but it seems like a documentary.
Oh, it's crazy. That one's crazy. Remaining. That one, I can't believe that guy is not in jail.
Well, I just watched the Hillsong one.
I haven't watched that.
Well, it's on Hulu.
Guys, if you have a documentary that I have to see, please, please, please write us at 10kdollarday@gmail.com. That's our other podcast. Or find us on 10, Instagram at 9, this is, 8, no, at 7, 10k.
6, wait, 5,
or find us 4, at 10kdollardaily happy.
2,
that's 1. Gonna be-